when my wife was in a real estate deal, she still is. She still has her
license. Dakota County
and stuff,
Board of Commissioners agenda Tuesday, January 20th, 2015 at 3:02 p.m.
She's on that thing all the time.
Well, the whole thing it is that, like I told you, with experience in Norbergen, when they set up the system, the equipment, the cameras, and everything is out there. So extra cameras is not going to cost you a whole lot, because
the system
is already
the infrastructure is already there.
Not to interrupt you, Tony,
go ahead.
What I would like, and I guess I'll make it in the form of a motion, that we participate in this NERMA grant, but that we go out for a bid, and we have the company's bidder come in and give us a lowdown on what their systems will do. Is that fair enough?
Exterior and interior?
Exterior and interior.
Is that okay, Scott?
I like it. I'll second that.
Well, that's awful. Move and second it. Call roll, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. What was the last incident where somebody supposedly fell? Was that inside the building or outside the building?
Inside.
Yeah. We've had two of them in the last interior people falling, in the last, 4 or 5 years? Something like that. So. Okay.
So, thank you, Kevin. Item C, discussion regarding pursuing a livestock-friendly designation for Dakota County.
I can speak to that issue, too.
Thank you.
Where this all, just to give a little background, there had been some interest from particularly dairy producers looking to expand their operation and talking to landowners around here about locating here. So among that, we uncovered the livestock friendly designation. I kind of downloaded the paperwork and Joan's been working on it. Earlier this week or last week, one of the guys from Department of Agriculture that gives out the livestock friendly designation called and asked if we needed any help or followed up. And as a result of that, he told me about what they're planning to do. There's a group, and Rick's familiar with them. There's several different agencies. There's the Department of Agriculture and the university and different groups who are going out to the farm show in California, where there's a big concentration of dairies that wish to relocate. And he suggested that if that's something you want to adopt as a growth area, to put together a little documentation for them to take along. And so that piece of information right there is just a little bit about the organization and says what individuals are going to be going to California. Here's,
you want to give John one of these here as well?
I will run and pass those around.
I don't think that one of these. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That you got in your pack. They got in your pack.
Oh, we got in
your
pack.
Yeah, the AFAN stuff I just brought, so that you wouldn't have that. But that tells you the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska. That organization goes out to different areas and tries to build the livestock industry in Nebraska. So if you look on the bottom of this one, it shows those different agencies or individuals that will be in California talking about promoting the dairy industry in Nebraska. So he thought if you get somebody to stop by the booth, they're interested. He says, well, sometimes we start out saying, well, Nebraska's a big state, where do you want to go? But if you have then this other sheet to offer somebody saying this is where you are in the northeast part of the county and this is kind of our story, then that may help out a little bit. So I did this in draft, kind of a draft, something to look at. But this thing's coming up February 10th through the 12th in Tulare, California. And so just putting it in front of the board to see if you want to send this or some sort of similar document with these people to have available to hand out at the booth. So that's kind of, it's somewhat tied into the livestock friendly designation, which is a separate type of thing, separate designation that I guess we're working towards. But this is kind of where the rubber hits the road in attracting these enterprises to the state.
And generate money for the county, right?
It would be in our best interest, right?
Yeah.
You know, when a dairy moves into a certain area, they're going to bring, you know, if it's a sizable dairy, 2,500 up to 5,000, you're going to have probably minimum 25 new jobs, maybe even more, up to 30. The revenue they'll bring into the surrounding farmers for their silage, their haylage, and their grain is tremendous. They're a large user of power, mm-hmm. so your utility companies are going to benefit from it. And then the tax revenue they'll bring in because of the equipment they have, personal property or what have you. Or,
so we can ground. I mean,
it's
a plus.
And I think where the locations would be in a responsible location as it pertains to environment and neighbors and other things, that all has to,
right.
that all makes sense and will develop as time goes on here. But probably the most urgent thing is, this something you want to move on? There's an opportunity to really get some free promotion to send some information with these people that are going to be touching base with those producers.
I looked at this draft and I thought it was well put together.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if Kevin wants to tweak it a little bit more, but it hits a lot of the high points.
Right. Well, if somebody knows, it's you, Rick. I mean, it's you in that business, but yeah, definitely.
How many counties do you think would be going after this?
As far as the livestock friendly designation,
yes.
or, well, in Nebraska, there's probably maybe like a handful, maybe 10 or 12 that actually have the designation, Cumming County and
right.
some out west and different ones that actually have that. So you drive into the county, you see that on their sign, welcome to whatever, livestock friendly. So that, Joan, that's, she can tell you it's quite involved. I think there's quite a application process to get it moving along, but really that's separate to, I mean, a dairy
what
to come and locate whether your livestock friendly or whether you're not. But if you're going to be focusing on that area, it probably makes sense to finish the livestock designation.
Like yeah, sure. Well, this is a great plan, and
but I think we could go ahead and give Kevin the go ahead on this draft to send it out there to the Tulare Farm Show.
Is this an acceptable format, or would you want to spend some money dressing it up into a trifold brochure or something? Or
I think maybe do something like this, Kevin, kind of keep it low budget.
Just see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens
around.
With it, you know.
We'll go from there. Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be some steps and processes involved, right? So once.
Yeah, really, this would just get maybe somebody to stop and visit. You know, if you can say you offer these types of things, they would come here, look around, and see what they wanted to do. I mean, their marketplace is the whole country.
Yeah.
Kind of what we've seen is some California dairies or those operations moving to the Midwest. There's one that's got now a operation in Kansas, a couple in Nebraska, and one in Wisconsin. So that's kind of what they're doing.
I agree with Commissioner Biscay, you know, that you continue with this draft, you know, and keep the low budget and just go forward.
So if there's no changes, I'll just convert this to a PDF and email it to the guy, and they'll print it off and have it at the booth.
Sure. Is that okay?
Sounds good. I don't think we need a motion on it or anything.
No. I don't think so. I mean, it's just a discussion today.
Yeah.
But if you want to inform the motion,
you know, it's a brochure enhancing the county. I don't think it takes a...
Just discussion. I mean, this was in general. So, no, we don't need a motion this time.
Okay, so I'll send it to him and we'll see what happens.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thanks, Kevin.
Tony?
Yes, sir.
Now, on this livestock friendly, we have to have some open hearings and stuff like that on that. Is this now the time we want to set those dates, or are we ahead of the court there?
Let me look at how much we have to advertise. If it's, I can try to shoot for the 17th of February or the 2nd of March.
Okay.
I mean, I've got it.
pretty much all done? Did you say there was someone that would look it over?
Well, that's this, that's Steve Martin is his name. He's on that list. He's with the Department of Ag. He's the one that called me and said, hey, I sent you something 2 months ago about this. Can I help you? So he might be somebody that I can call or you can call or email. It's just Department of Agriculture, Steve Martin.
What don't you find out, John? What time frame for advertisement?
I would imagine that Jeff Noone, and he's with the department, he's with the University of Nebraska, that he would be able to help too.
Yeah, I think
he's real knowledgeable.
Okay. I feel like I've got it all done except for the narrative, and I've started on that. But it would help Kurt have somebody look it over.
Well, I'll just forward you that
to see if it is ready, and then we are required to have a public hearing.
Right.
And then send it to the governor for designation.
You know, and if they want to touch base with those AFAN people like Willow to see what they typically do in a public hearing, maybe they have some suggestions about what you want to be ready for.
That's good advice.
You know, I think it might just be smooth sailing. It might, you know, you just don't know when you get there. So you might think, probably thinking through kind of the strategy you're talking to people might be a good.
Rod Johnson, and Will Hollaback will be at the Marina Inn. I think that starts on Thursday. Farm Bureau, Young Farmers and Ranchers, and they will be there, so a person could go and actually touch base with them because I think they'll probably have a booth.
I would just ask, what is your recommendation? What have you seen work in the case of when these public hearings are scheduled?
What day is this, Rick?
I believe that convention starts on Thursday. I know they're going to be here for sure on Friday because they're having several tours throughout the county that they're going to be going to different places. One of them is going to be Garwood Farms. And,
this coming Thursday, you mean?
This Thursday and Friday. Friday is going to be the day for the tours. But the convention
is Saturday, doesn't it? Saturday, it
seems like. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I believe. It's a 3-day event.
You don't have a time to go and talk to them, Rick? I mean, since you...
They're going to be at our farm at 4 o'clock
yeah, you're
on
right.
Thursday.
You're right.
But we could make a call to Rod Johnson or Willow, and they're available.
Okay, why don't you do that, Rick, and find out and see what exactly. In the meantime, Jones, find out what the line for advertisement is. Go for it, so.
But if the Steve Martin, I've never met that. I've heard of him. I've never met him. But I think he might be the most help.
And I've been in touch with the Department of Ag. And
so, Joan, why don't you just touch base with Steve Martin now? And I'll talk to Rod and Will. That's no big deal.
I may plan on stopping by on Friday morning.
All right. That'd be a good idea. Okay. Any more questions for Kevin? Thank you, Kevin. Go forward and see what happens. Next item is the county board to make a quarterly visit to the county jail. So we need to, after the meeting, the three of us need to get with Terry, and because we tabled it last time, and it's time to do it this time. So with that, we go to commissioner committee reports. You guys have any? I went to the law enforcement center, and there was a couple items they discussed. Number one, there was the equipment is 23 years old at the building, and so it needs to be replaced, and there's going to be over $1 million replacement on the equipment. They didn't say what they're going to do. They got the whole year to think about it, and they will start looking into replace the equipment next year. But the board needs to think and come up with ideas and what needs to be done. Another item that came out of that day, there was the insurance, they switched from the insurance they got right now to the Blue Cross and Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We're going to save $2,500 a year. So Don favored, he recommended the switch over on 1st of February. So that's going to be again, that's the 1st of February for the insurance. That was the two items, the most important items that I considered that was important. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
Anybody? Rick and I and Joan met with all the department heads today and all elected officials about their...
That's it?
At halftime with our budget for the year and worked over some things. And obviously with John showing up today, it's going to help out some cash flow, the monies that we had previously spent. So some work to do, some figures to figure out, but everybody's pretty much in line. I think it went well. But overall, yeah, there's some things that we're going to have to make some adjustments. But it went fine.
They went fine.
Is anybody interested in going to the NACO Legislative Day?
Where's that at?
January 30th in Lincoln.
I got to be in all four.
That's in the next. That's next Friday.
You going? I am not riding. If I do go, I'll go myself, and I'm not riding on the chamber bus.
This isn't a chamber thing. This
it's
is strictly a NACO thing.
NACO
thing. It's totally separate.
NACO's going to discuss what legislative things are county.
And don't you say that's January 30th?
Uh-huh.
That's your... No? That's next Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll just be getting back from Vegas.
Yeah, I'll be...
I'll wait from this coming Friday.
I'll get back from out of town okay. Thursday, and I'll be very.
They have that down at the Capitol, and then they go to the hall. Capitol.
Yeah.
Is that one day, 2 days?
One day.
It's a one-day deal. I've been there before.
Yeah.
It is informational. They usually do bring down two or three senators, and we get to ask them questions and stuff like that. I might go.
Okay.
January 30th.
Okay.
I'll leave one, right?
If you want a box lunch, you have to RSVP.
Okay, so you will go, Rick, huh?
Very likely, I might want
and
to.
And I sent the certified letters. You'll have a public hearing on February 2nd.
Let's go.
For the Mitchell Minimum Maintenance Road.
Okay. Anything else, John?
Discuss with me.
No. So the deadline for the board, the planning and zoning is Thursday, right?
Deadline is
Thursday.
Friday, 23rd.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Okay. Mail and emergency business. I don't think it's any public comment. Sally. Okay. If it is not nothing. It's meeting adjourned. So.
No, we're gonna go to the jail tour. And
oh yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I back my adjourn. So we got to go to the jail tour and then we adjourn when we finish that. Thank you, Rick, for reminding me of that.
Jeff, you want to go? Right along.
Yeah. I'll wait for you in the bar.
I can sign the one.